F. Stokes did come to us in September, and he did a concert with us while he was there. And I'll say this, he had quite the event going. He got the whole audience involved, and he was very entertaining to listen to and to chat with. He has been in the music industry for a while, so I am pleased to get the opportunity to talk with him. Hello, Mr. Lucas. This is Will Henry at LaSalle College Radio. Oh, you are on air, and everyone in the LaSalle cafeteria can hear you speak.
Hey, guys. I've been well, man. Thanks a lot for the phone call, Will.
I have some questions for you. One of the questions I would like to ask you is, I found out that you had used the word Elysium as your first alias when you started performing.
Oh, man, you were thinking, weren't you, bro? That's crazy. Yeah, man. That's great. That's great research, man. That's insane. I haven't heard that name in years. Yeah, Elysium was my first rap name. I was just looking, you know, in the dictionary, and I came across the word. I thought it sounded cool. But because everybody I was around at the time I thought was gangsters, I had to put a G in it to make it sound even cooler. So I made it Elysium. So it would be like, not Elysium, but Elygium. Like E-L-Y-G, and the G would stand out.
Your current title, as we know, is F. Stokes, and I'm curious, how would you go from that alias to who the title you hold now?
Lukey Stokes was a famous gangster from my old neighborhood in Chicago, and my uncle would always tell me stories about Lukey Stokes. So when I first came out, I took the name Lukey Stokes outright, and his family wasn't too fond of that. To kind of please them, I essentially made it F. Stokes.
You're from the southern side of Chicago. That's where you were born. When you were in your middle school areas, you went to Madison, Wisconsin. What was it like to grow up there?
It was great, man. Madison's just a wonderful American town. Pretty easygoing, very liberal. The University of Wisconsin has a strong connection to the actual town of Madison, Edison, Madison. So it worked out well in terms of getting mentors and just being able to use the resources from the university.
And what impact did your move to Madison have on your life and career as a musician?
It was wonderful, because when I moved to Madison, a lot of my friends in Chicago were either, probably 5 years after I moved to Madison, were getting killed and going to prison. So it was perfect. It kept me safe. Somewhat of a safe zone for me to practice and hone my skills as a rapper.
You're the eldest of six kids when you were growing up, and did
yes,
your
sir.
Family help shape you into becoming the man you are now?
To some degree. As far as being responsible, yes, because I was the man of the house. You know, I was also like a husband to my mother. So, I grew up really fast. At 12, I was essentially running my household. So I'd say that experience alone has only conditioned me to be a better businessman, a kind of all-around better person.
What would you say is the true inspiration for many of the songs you have written?
Everything. It's when I go to LaSalle, you know, and you guys open up. So that inspires me to continue my journey. That's an example, but just as a whole, you guys were phenomenal, so thank you.
You have traveled across the U.S. to different events and colleges and even gone global to perform your music, and what would you say is your most favorite state to perform in?
Madison, Wisconsin.
Always the home areas. That's a good choice.
Yeah.
Of all the countries you've gone to when you've been globally, what would you say is your most favorite?
France. I love Paris. Well, my first show in Paris was probably 6 years ago. Initially, I went just to tour and play shows, but I have just as many friends in that market as I do domestically, so now I go back and hang out with friends and embrace the culture, steal from the culture, fashion-wise and artistically and creatively. That town has just been a wonderful hub for me to create. I love it, man. I love it. I love every bit of it. As a matter of fact, I'm contemplating a move to Paris to speak.
Nice. Hey, now, as I mentioned earlier, you performed back here at LaSalle College in September of 2012. What was your first reaction when you were asked to come perform here?
I thought it was a very well put together school in terms of structure. Just physically, you guys are extremely organized. everything was just very pumped and on time. I thought that was wonderful. The place where I was staying, I forget the name of it, but it was somewhat of a house that converted or was converted into these rooms, you know, like hotel rooms, so to speak. So it was awesome to physically be in a place that was a direct reflection of that community. It made me feel more connected to you guys, to the town, just spiritually. And also I was surprised as to how involved you guys were in my music. You know, the level of excitement you showed was just off the charts.
The CD that you were selling at the concert you had at LaSalle, when I listened to the songs on it, many of them seemed to send a message out, or they told a story in the lyrics. Sure. Was there a message you were trying to tell people with each song?
Well, each song has just a multitude of messages. I mean, it's not, I don't necessarily orbit one song around one message in particular. In almost every song I create or record, so I think those are the more defining messages. Listen, every song I write is a small reflection of my experiences and people that I meet and interact with and learn from.
Well, that's definitely good to know. Do any of these songs relate towards you personally?
They all do. They're my interpretation of these interactions, you know, of life. It's just my ideas. Like, none of it is just, I'm not trying to, like, push my, you know, my theories on other people. This is just what I'm thinking at the time.
And how long have you worked with G-Unit Records? I found it, I looked that you have
I was an intern for 3 months.
And you worked with 50 Cent on the album Before I Self-Destruct. What was that like for you?
Well, it was me and 50's team working on marketing campaigns for that album. It wasn't me working directly. At times it was directly with 50 because he's a very hands-on guy. But mostly it was me and 50 Cent, like his president Nelson and Nadia and just people he have ultimately running his operation.
Relating back to when you came to LaSalle and you were selling the CDs, do you have any other kinds of merchandise that you sell?
Yeah, I'll have some hats in a couple of weeks. I'm all out of T-shirts at this point because I only make 100 of everything. So once the run is up, it's time for a new design. But as I gear for the release of Fearless Beauty, you know, I'll have a whole show.
All righty. As a final question for you, are you able to tell us anything about the future album that you have coming out?
Sure. I mean, Love Always captures Chicago soul with a bit of African tribal undertones, but modern subject matters. I wrote this album as if I was the 18-year-old Ice Cube, and I would say certain lines and write certain lines, and I would be kind of skeptical about the lines I would write. But then I think about Ice Cube at 18. I think with Ice Cube, be sheepish with his message over these dense words, you know, over these tiptoe around issues. He'd go before it, and he'd be, you know, borderline provocative. With this album, I think that's where I'm going with it. A lot has happened since my last album, and I'm just excited to just be brutally honest and raw and go back to hip-hop, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm, definitely. And do you have a release date, a possible release date for this album?
June 17th, brother.
June 17th. Well, I will definitely be looking for it. I'm definitely eager to see what kind of songs you've got in this new one, and because Love Always definitely blew me away.
The whole LaSalle University. You guys are great. I'm looking forward to coming back out there and playing for you. Listen, send my regards to the entire staff or student body that organized my performance. They were brilliant. You guys have been just a wonderful example of resilience, and my love and gratitude to you.
Thank you very much. You've been listening to F. Stokes on LaSalle College Radio. I'm Will Henry, signing off.
Peace.